Welcome to the Sales and Negotiation Wisdom Podcast. This is the first ever episode of this wonderful show. The podcast format is new for me, but the topic is not. My name is Mihir Kolthakar. I'm recognized as a super effective B2B sales and negotiation trainer internationally. I'm featured in the top 20 global sales trainers list featuring Brian Tracy and the Wolf of Wall Street, Jordan Belfort. I have received a global award in the training and development domain, authored a book titled Impossible Sales, and have spoken on the TEDx platform twice. My life purpose is to add immense value to people's lives. And through this podcast, I intend to further my reach. I'm in the sales and negotiation training domain for the last 21 years, and I have conducted more than 2,000 sessions in 11 countries. And that is just a small introduction about me. But let's talk about how can you benefit today from this podcast. In today's world, B2B sales professionals, real estate professionals, entrepreneurs, business owners, and independent consultants are facing one mammoth challenge: to be profitable. The competition is ever increasing, and the competition is willing to reduce price, do extra things just to snatch away your existing and potential clients. Furthermore, pandemic has pushed people out of their comfort zone. The way lead generation was done, prospecting was done, meetings were conducted, negotiations used to happen, everything has changed drastically. During this time, salespeople should not depend on luck or miracles to achieve their sales targets. A robust approach of sales needs to be adopted to ensure consistent and profitable sales. I have created a six-step sales domination framework to accelerate B2B sales growth. And in this podcast, I'm going to introduce you to that particular framework. This framework has been used by many organizations and sales professionals to generate millions in revenues. So let's dive right into it. Step one is adopt sales mindset mastery. The winners do it differently. Have you ever wondered why the top sales professionals are the top sales professionals? It all starts in mind. They have programmed their mindset such that they see everything as a possibility. When they face a challenge, their automatic response is to figure out a solution. They don't sulk, they don't brood, they don't complain, they don't blame, they don't procrastinate, and they don't find any excuses. Instead, they roll up their sleeves and be creative. They harness their energy into finding solutions. Obstacles don't dampen their spirits. Instead, they feel the rush when they overcome the obstacles. So instead of thinking about just surviving, their mind is auto-programmed to thrive. This is a reflex response, and it is not inherent. It is not hereditary. It is developed by programming the subconscious mind consciously. So, develop conscious habits to train the subconscious mind to change the auto response. Train your mind to be positive and creative. Clear the negative belief systems and install positive patterns by using potent affirmations and visualization techniques. Remember, to change outcomes, we first need to have a new mindset. Step number two, measure and scale. What gets measured can get improved. Amateurs just go with the flow and keep hoping that somehow their sales will improve. Professional salespeople invest time in studying and optimizing their sales cycle. When plotting the sales cycle, start with the end in mind. what is your revenue target? How many sales would you require to achieve that target? For that, how many customers would you require? How many meetings and appointments will get you the required customers? How are you currently getting the customers? How many leads are you generating? What is the source of lead generation? What is your average spend? Work on the ratios and figure out the time taken for each activity. Plan which ratios do you really need to change the most. Invest in upgrading tools, techniques, processes, and systems. Focus on product lifecycle and customer lifecycle. Do a SWOT analysis, do a steepled analysis. Benchmark yourself and your performance against industry standards as well as competition. Once you start measuring, you will be able to identify the improvement areas, and that will be your roadmap to success. Remember, one accurate measurement is worth 1,000 assumptions. Step number 3, redefine customer relationship. Research has shown that it takes about 6 times more to acquire a new customer. For any business to be profitable, it is essential to reduce costs. And hence, it becomes essential to leverage the power of existing customers to pitch for new products, to upsell, to cross-sell, and to even make them your high-ticket clients. If they become your raving fans, they will start promoting your brand through referrals and testimonials. Word of mouth publicity can be the best marketing strategy for customer acquisition. The question is, how do you nurture the existing clients for making them your raving fans? Does your customer relationship strategy match your organizational objectives? So stand out. Be prominent in their brand radar consistently. Create a very strong brand recall. The more time they spend thinking about you, the less time they spend with your competitors. So remember, focus on building relationships and sales will happen. Step number 4, develop structured sales pipeline. Come on, wouldn't you like to achieve or exceed your sales targets consistently? I'm sure most of you would say yes, but how many of you have a plan to do that? Sales success is not a stroke of luck. There are 5 major areas in which one needs to attain mastery. The first area is product and process knowledge. The second area is competition knowledge, market knowledge, and customer knowledge. The third area is skills like sales skills, negotiation skills, presentation skills, assertiveness skills, communication skills. The fourth area is planning, organizing, and time efficiency. And then the fifth area is changing the reflex mindset. So instead of changing one thing by 100%, if you change 100 things by 1%, it becomes easily possible to have a turnaround in the results comfortably. There is a big difference between amateurs and professionals. Professionals have a strong grip on the fundamentals and keep constantly learning the best ways to do small things exceptionally well. One needs to learn advanced skills in each category to have the desired structured sales pipeline consistently. So keep improving, keep polishing, keep sharpening your axe. Step number 5 is win big in negotiation. Negotiation is an integral part in the sales cycle. After all, the gross profit and the net profit depends on it. Many salespeople are not professionally trained to negotiate, and they have just picked up information based on their life experiences. If you are not good in negotiation, you run a risk of not closing deals or giving away too much. and because of which the profits reduce. But that's not the objective of business. Businesses can sustain and grow only if the profits are healthy. Things can get difficult if the other person is an experienced negotiator, because they usually have dirty tricks up their sleeve and they can take advantage of your inexperience, and they will. When negotiation is so important in the sales cycle, should you be taking any chances? No, right? So have a very structured approach to negotiation also. Fix objectives, decide on a strategy, learn about negotiation styles, learn how to position offers, learn how to spot the dirty tricks, and have a negotiation planning matrix even before you start off any negotiations. Remember, profits make businesses survive and thrive. Step number 6 is master your end game. Closing and after-close strategies are where everything boils down to. All your efforts, right from your sales planning to negotiation, can be useless if your end game is not strong. If you are unable to close, then your time, money, energy, and efforts can get wasted. It is important to know when should you ask for a close and know the different closing techniques which would suit your personality. Using advanced body language and neuro-linguistic programming to lead the customers to say yes is a skill practiced by the top sales professionals. Also, when you are nearing a close, you need to know how can you upsell and cross-sell to maximize revenue. What should you say to generate referrals? At what point should you ask for referrals and testimonials? How can you avoid buyer's remorse? There are many things which are a part of the end game which need to be mastered. If you follow this 6-step approach, it will boost your net profits, it will increase your market share, you will be able to achieve sustained sales growth, you'll be able to dominate the competition, and you will be able to scale up business. Wouldn't you like that? Wouldn't you like not worrying about the targets and just exceeding the targets, exceeding the goals? Remember, nothing changes if nothing changes. So go ahead and start adopting this 6-step structured sales domination framework and boost up your sales. You can visit my website www.mihirkoltharkar.com and find out more details about my upcoming webinar. So in this upcoming webinar, I'll be sharing more tips, more details about these 6 steps. Stay tuned to my podcast as I will be sharing many valuable insights on sales and negotiation. Mr. Sales, signing off for now. Have a wonderful day.